Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. Aye, today I'm going to finish up a wee message I've been giving you on the Alpha and Omega. You know, the scripture says that we should number our days, that we would apply our hearts unto wisdom. And I believe that every single one of us should give all our time, our talents, our substance, our energy to the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Alpha and Omega. So I want to summarize some of the things I've been telling you over this last 2 weeks. He's the Alpha and Omega. That means he's the first and the last. That means we are complete in him. You know, he's the Almighty God, says so, Revelation 1 and verse 8. And he is he that liveth and was dead, and he's the one who's seated upon the throne. He's the Alpha and Omega. That means he's the first letter, Alpha, that's the first letter of the Greek alphabet, Omega, the last letter. And he, the Lord Jesus Christ, encompasses all the letters of the alphabet. And that means he encompasses all speech about God and all revelation about God. He has fully revealed and unveiled God to us. In him we see the attributes of God. We see the love of God, the patience of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God, the meekness of God, the faithfulness of God, the holiness of God. Oh yes, he's the author and the finisher of our salvation, the Alpha. Alpha means first. That means he has no near rivals. In all things, he's preeminent. The Lord Jesus Christ is above all. The angels of God, the very angels, are called to worship him. He's the Alpha. And the Hebrews often used that word Alpha for the best. It meant the best, not only the first, but the best. The same way we say something is grade A, they would say it's Alpha. And he was the best prophet, the best priest, the best king, the best builder, the best shepherd that we have ever seen. He is simply the best. He's the Alpha. But not only is he the Alpha, he's the Omega, the last. That means he's the final revelation from heaven. He is the finality of salvation. There is no other name given under heaven amongst men whereby we must be saved. No other way of salvation. He's the Omega. And just as he is the finality of salvation, he's the beginning of salvation. Yes, he's the Alpha and Omega. We don't begin with ourselves. We don't trust in our repentance. We don't trust in our commitment. He and he alone has got to be the beginning. We've got to trust in him, and he's got to be the Omega of our salvation. We cannot continue in ourselves. Let me tell you, for the Christian, he is, the Lord Jesus is our life. He is our righteousness, our sanctification, our wisdom. He is our all and in all. And if you are not saved today, my dear friend, why will you perish? God's not against you. He's for you. He loves you, my friend. He's come here and died upon the cross for you so that he can be the beginning and the end of your salvation. Now just embrace that. Come to him and ask him to save you for time and eternity, and if you do, he'll save you. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the gospel truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.